All right, welcome to the podcast today. I'm sitting here with Connor Haas. I'm Mike Shira, and you probably already knew that. If you didn't, you might have to look us up. We're unknown, but we're known by the Lord, and we're happy about that, aren't we, Connor?
That's right.
We're not trying to be known by too many people,
no,
are we?
We're not.
We want to serve the Lord in our little sphere of the world and be faithful to what God has called us to. And this podcast is part of that. Today our topic is it's juicy and spicy, I guess. It's after deception. What do you do after you realize you've been deceived? And then we're going to do a follow-up, and the next one's going to be about revolting against idolatry. So today, after deception, and then the next episode, revolting against idolatry, kind of a follow-up, okay? So after deception, and let's talk about this. Connor, let me paint the picture,
yeah.
And then I'm going to basically ask you some questions.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So as always, we don't prepare for this. We basically trust the Lord to give us some good ideas. We come up with a passage of scripture. Today it happens to be 2 Timothy chapters 2, 3, and 4, primarily near the end of chapter 2, okay? And so the idea is this. Let me paint the picture. You realize you've been deceived. There it is.
Okay.
See? Okay. Yeah. There's the picture. I just painted it for you.
Yep.
It's up on your wall. You realize you've been deceived. You've been duped. You've been tricked. You've been suckered. You have literally bought a lie, but you realize it now. Okay, the question is, what do you do right then?
Okay.
What do you do? The decisions you make right then, okay?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read a passage of scripture and then we'll start asking the questions, okay?
Yeah.
So 2 Timothy 2 and verse 14 to the end of the chapter, verse 26, it's all about being a worker that is approved by God, that is not quarreling about words or going with irreverent babble that spreads like cancer, but it's going with the word, okay? As opposed to those who swerve from the truth and upset the faith of some. And it says in verse 20, now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah.
You realize you've been deceived. You realize you've been deceived. And there's that moment. What do you do first? Connor, it's happened to you before. I'm sure you've been deceived. Maybe in a business deal. Maybe in a spiritual matter. Maybe something you realize, I bought a lie. What's your first step?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of examples from my life where this has happened. First step, I feel like what I'd want to say is I'd want to just go to the Lord and acknowledge to him what's happened and just say, okay, Lord, you know, I guess I was deceived. I guess someone was, you know, leading me to believe something that wasn't true. And you know that, and it's under your providence.
Yeah.
So I trust you, and then I'd be praying for wisdom, I guess, about how to, you know, if there's next steps that I feel like I need to now, move forward in.
Okay, so I'm tracking with you.
Yeah.
So the first step, go to the Lord. Would you say that you're confessing sin?
I don't necessarily. It depends. Yeah, it just totally depends, I guess.
Right? I know. So I'm wrestling with that. I don't know either. But like, is it a sin to be deceived?
To that, I would say no. Someone lies to you and you believe that lie and then you find out that it's a lie. Just that kind of bald situation. Right. I don't think that's sinful.
Yeah.
Tell me if you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. But I think that it can lead to sin.
Okay.
So what was there? Okay. So we find out we were deceived and then we went and did something. Like I was watching a movie recently. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a movie about, I won't try not to name it, but it was a historical movie based on a true story where a king was deceived into going into a war.
Okay.
And many, many people were killed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he had to make a decision after finding out that he was deceived into going into the war. Okay. Isn't that wild? Okay.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, okay, maybe it wasn't a sin for him to be deceived, but he actually was led into sin.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
So like, for example, let's say you decide, okay, here's one. You bought something from someone and you didn't realize it was stolen property.
There you go. Okay.
And the police come knocking at your door and they say, we need this back because it was stolen. And you're like, but I paid good money for it.
Yeah.
What do you do? Is that, okay, but let's just say you don't give it to the police. Let's say you go, no, I insist that it's mine. I'm going to fight this.
Right.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. Or you find, someone calls you up and says, you know, it's stolen. You need to return it.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. Oh, I think that I just say you got to give it back, you know, and you have the option to kind of eat the loss and go, okay, I guess I got, you know, bilked out of whatever, how much or if it's a huge sum, you have legal, you know,
right.
Process available to you, right?
You know what's weird? Just a quick aside.
Yeah.
I think I just remembered there's two times I bought something.
That was stolen?
That was stolen two
okay.
times.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that, Mike, but you know, to be honest, I haven't bought as many used goods as you.
You buy everything new?
I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes I try to buy used things, but yeah, I feel like my thought is that there's so many. I mean, we're sinning all the time, right? So if we're deceived, that could contribute to me, yeah, going down a road and taking a path that's sinful. But you know, not necessarily because I was deceived, but it could lead me into something. I'd be wondering, like, let's say that someone, you know, let's say that I'm deceived in some kind of a relationship and the way that somebody's representing something. Maybe I'd be thinking about, like, was there something in me that kind of wanted to believe the lie? Could you go mm-hmm. with me there? Mm-hmm. Was there something attractive about this that I kind of was maybe willing to overlook?
Yeah.
Something that I should have been more attentive to because I just kind of, I didn't want to, you know, make waves, or I liked what that kind of lie was presenting.
Yeah.
I guess that could be a sinful heart attitude.
Well, let's move on from that idea. Okay.
Yeah.
And just say this. So the first step, go to the Lord. Okay. Yeah. And I guess I would say based on this verse in 2 Timothy, I'd say clean up, like trust the Lord to help you get cleaned up from this, like flush the toxins out or get all the dirt off or whatever it is, because you've been somewhat soiled by it or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you give me an example? Can you think of an example that would be something like that?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like I would think of if you have one, go, because I'll keep thinking. But yeah, what would you say?
I would say, what if someone innocently clicked onto something on their computer?
Okay.
And they were deceived.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. They literally thought they were clicking on one thing.
Right.
Turns out it takes them to something very immoral.
Yeah.
Nefarious. Yeah. And what do you do with it? Do you literally get that off your computer? Do you block it? Do you report it? Or do you keep walking
down that road
with what you see?
Yeah, right.
That's I think that's one. But I think clean up, flush out the toxins, get the dirt off. You know, I don't know. You know, it says if a man cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use. Yeah. Set apart as holy, useful to the master. So you're holy, you're useful, you're ready. And the idea, it interestingly, it says that the things, you know, the honorable use and the dishonorable use, when in a large house, what they're talking about is stuff that you throw away, stuff that you eliminate out of your body and you get rid of, vessels that were used for that.
Yeah.
Like toiletry type, bathroom type things.
Yeah.
Or food preparation type things.
Hmm.
Okay. So some were for like bringing things into your body, and some were eliminating things.
Yeah.
And you think about the polar opposites of that, right? The food that you take in, the food that you eliminate.
Yeah.
And different vessels were for different things. Okay. Yeah. Their toilet was a vessel, and their cooking utensils were vessels. Cooking implements were vessels.
Yeah.
And so if you look at that, like if you know you've been deceived, you know it's not good, right? And it's a lie, then you've got to clean up from it. You got to get out of it. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm with you. I think that cleansing from dishonorable, maybe you go, wow, I've been polluted by something and I didn't even realize what kind of an impact it was having. The one that came to my mind now, I guess, would be I'm trying to think, okay, why do people deceive? You know, they deceive out of self-interest usually, right? So I guess some people are out there lying for fun, but that's not your usual situation. And self-interest could be like financial gain or something like that. But a lot of times I feel like it's in the realm of reputation. You know, if I'm tempted to lie, it's going to be to maybe shade the truth or represent myself in a certain way that's probably going to bring me across in a better way. I feel like that's just kind of how this works. So the most common thing I'm thinking of would just be like, someone is presenting themselves deceitfully, and then you find out that there's kind of like a bankruptcy in that person. You know, mm-hmm. you could think like a church leader falling, or even just a friend maybe who you kind of, you trusted them, they presented themselves as this trustworthy person, and then they've kind of, they've kind of shown their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's kind of pollution. I don't know if that's how I would think about it, but there's kind of this sense of like disappointment, you know? Oh man, I was trusting this and now I realize that there's been deception.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's where you just kind of got to go, okay, I have a choice. I can either let this kind of sink my ship, like, mm-hmm. you know, totally yeah. disorient me and cause me to be all disillusioned because of whatever was happening. Or I can trust the Lord and I can keep trusting his promises and say, okay, Lord, you know, this is kind of adjusting and modifying how I think about the world, how I think about the church, how I think about the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
But fundamentally, I'm still trusting you and I'm not going to lose hope, you know, or I'm not going to become jaded toward the world because of what's happened.
Yeah, I like that. I like that perspective.
Realistic, yeah. But not, you know, it's not cynical, you know, in mm-hmm. in kind of an overreactive way.
No, I like that. I like the idea of adjusting and modifying the way you see the world so that you're wary and you're wiser
yeah.
for it, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
I think so.
Let's close this up, and then we're going to get on to revolting against idolatry the next time. But what I'm catching is this. You said first go to the Lord. So look up to the Lord, right? Go to the Lord first, and then clean. I think the cleanup idea, I think, is a good one. And then I'm going to just say this. You got to have a healthy influx of truth. Like, get out and do some good, right? Truth out. Get the truth out there. If you've been mixed up with a lie, the best antidote is the truth, okay? Mm. And that's kind of what 2 Timothy 2 is saying. It's like truth wins over all this sin, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, just give me this one more thought before we close on after deception, diving into truth.
Yeah, I think, well, I would say, you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, Jesus being the one who brings grace and truth together.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the truth that we know is we've been rescued by the gospel, and that gives this like great anchor to all of my life. And so what I was actually thinking of, Mike, is there's a choice that I have when I've been deceived. I can respond with anger, you know, and kind of a demand for justice. And that mm-hmm. could be appropriate, right, in certain settings to pursue justice, definitely. But my heart, I would hope, would also have this kind of, I feel like you see, like when Stephen is, you know, when he's being stoned, it's Father, forgive them. You know, when Jesus dies on the cross, it's the yeah. same thing. You know, Jesus says, if someone, you know, takes your cloak, give your tunic also, you know, mm-hmm. makes you walk 1 mile, go another. There's that great example in Les Mis of the bishop with, you know, Jean Valjean stealing his silverware. And he says, instead yeah. of pursuing justice, the bishop says, hey, you forgot the candlesticks, you know, mm-hmm. kind of, if you know that scene, it's kind of letting yeah. him off for what he's done. So I don't know, you have an opportunity when someone's deceived you to choose to show grace. And that could be a really powerful
oh, yeah.
witness in that moment, you know, to that person and to others who know of the situation. Like, wow, they could have been angry and they could have demanded justice. And maybe they pursued that in certain ways, but there was a graciousness about how they responded that was really yeah. beautiful. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's close with that. It's funny you mentioned Les Mis and Jean Valjean, because everything doesn't get neatly tied up in a bow, because after he takes the candlesticks, things get worse, right?
Right.
So there you go. Let's end with this. Next time we'll get into our next topic of revolting against idolatry. But let's just love this truth right here and settle in this and say goodbye to our friends, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us today, and we'll catch you next time on the podcast.